What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I get thrown off with the days just a little bit because of the holiday, and today is Tuesday. We did have a great conversation with Frank Cusimano in the last hour. He usually visits on a Monday, but he was here on a Tuesday. He'll be back on Friday as well. Carl Cannon was here in the 3 o'clock hour. You can always use the rewind button and go back and listen to Carl. He is the Washington Bureau Chief for Real Clear Politics, weighed in on a bunch of different issues related to D.C. Nick Schwer was also here, state senator, regular on the roundtable, and we were talking about Governor Kehoe calling the special session for the, for both initiative petition and for the congressional rewrite. I read this piece that was in, I think this was in the Federalist today, by Brooke Branchin, who is with us tonight from Wisconsin, because she had a very personal, in-depth piece about her experience, direct experience with transgenderism and how all this nonsense has come about. Hi, Brooke. How are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
I am excellent. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I have some Wisconsin roots. My wife is from Whitefish Bay. I lived in Milwaukee for 10 years. Where are you up there?
I am actually right outside Milwaukee in the suburbs.
Which one? I know that area very well.
I am in Menominee Falls.
Awesome. Yeah, I lived in Bayside and Sherwood for a while, and we can both agree by saying go Pack go. Can't we come to terms on that right now?
Absolutely. We are ready for football season here.
So this whole thing with the trans cult has been fascinating for me. You know, about 5 or 6 years ago now, I'm fine with my son. He's actually a teacher, or as I would say, an indoctrinator in the city of Chicago right now. But I was called a transphobe by my son, who is now 25 years old, because I dared to draw the distinction between a biological male and a biological female on one of my tweets. Now, he was a little younger then, and I don't really know if he would change his position on this, but you are young enough that you've kind of gone through this period when this started to become, and I hate to even use the word fashionable, but it kind of became fashionable with teenage girls in particular, didn't it?
It really has. I believe that there has been a little bit of a shift in the way that transgenderism has been viewed and the way that it's been utilized by people, where especially for young people, if you're a little bit young and you don't necessarily fit into one of the categories where you're super, I hate to say it, but like popular or very cool, you're not into football, you're not into shopping, whatever the very trendy thing is, if that's not your personality and you are a little bit quirkier and maybe you feel a little bit awkward, then a really good way to remedy that is by saying, I'm actually the wrong gender. I was born in the wrong body, and that's why I feel uncomfortable.
So were you in a situation, you kind of describe a friend group, and the friend group was doing, you know, kind of things that friend groups do, video games and listening to music and going for walks and stuff like that. But then was there a certain point when things sort of shifted?
The biggest shift actually came as we were getting a little bit older, and things like using drugs and going out drinking and going out partying became a little bit more of like the normal, especially as people were looking ahead to college, that became, you know, a big thing that people were excited about. So that's when a lot of these changes started to really take significant hold on a lot of that friend group. But the biggest shift actually happened in 2020. So I was a senior in high school in 2020, and that was the year that I graduated. And in the subsequent years after that, almost every few months, I would see someone that I had been friends with or someone that was a friend of a friend or that I had a class with coming out as transgender online. So I would say that the pandemic and the global shutdown almost seems to be this breaking point where there was a massive cultural shift in how so many of these young people were approaching their identity.
Brooke, this is crazy because you even say that most of the friends, you know, we were kind of taking you back to a period when you were just 14 years old, 15 years old. But you say most of the friends that you made at that age now identify as transgender or non-binary. And you said, look, you knew these, you kind of referred to this as the before and the after, and you saw what happened to a lot of these kids and how they fell into what you refer to as the LGBT cult, which is exactly what it is. And mental illness comes into play here. And as you may or may not know, that we had pretty significant storyline in this in St. Louis when Jamie Reed, who was married to a trans person and is a lesbian, came out with a big whistleblower report 3.5 years ago about Washington University and, you know, Children's Hospital, which has since been shut down. But what she saw, and this is something that we saw unfortunately come to dramatic light in Minneapolis last week in tragedy, is that a lot of these kids who were coming in thinking that they were queer or, you know, non-binary or whatever it was, they were seriously mentally ill. Maybe they were gay. Okay, maybe they were gay, but they were seriously mentally ill. Do you see in your friend group, was some of that taking place? Because you talk about how a lot of them started latching on to the Alphabet Mafia stuff. They started using the identifiers, right? They, them, etc. Or they said things like, I think I'm non-binary, or I think I'm pansexual. I had a friend whose daughter, by the way, is about to get married, and she's about as hetero as they come. But in high school, she said that she was identifying as queer, just because it seemed to be like the fashion. Again, I'll go back to that word fashionable. It seemed to be like the in thing to do. She's far from queer. She's very hetero. She's getting married. But for that age group, she kind of temporarily got sucked inside the cult, Brooke.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Absolutely, because they make it so easy to get sucked inside that cult. When you are 14 and 15 and 16, and you're a little bit awkward, or you're into things that are a little bit stranger, a lot of my friends were big into skateboarding or video games or things that were just a little bit off the beaten path. And I think that they didn't always feel accepted by everyone in our school. We had 400 people in our class, and naturally, some kids have different interests. Some kids just don't get along. And so for my friends that were a little bit quirkier and had some strange but nothing evil that they were interested in, they took that really hard. And so I do think there was some of the seeds of what you could consider to be mental illness. But also I think it that allowed them to say, these feelings of discomfort that I have, because I'm 14 years old and everybody feels uncomfortable at 14 years old.
Exactly.
Let's be real.
It's a valid point. Yes, exactly.
Yes. That's actually something biologically wrong with me. And so if you have this way to opt out of that and say, it's not my fault, I'm not uncomfortable because I'm 14, I'm actually fundamentally broken. All of these so-called loving parents and teachers and guardians that are around them are giving them a way for them to absolutely mutilate themselves so that they, that these young people don't have to take responsibility for how they feel.
It's outrageous. It really is. And Brooke Branchett is here. She wrote about this in The Feralist. For you, it became a bit of a double-edged whammy from this perspective. I can sit here, and I've done this before with my audience, and I think I have a lot of people in the audience that would share my similar experience, where unfortunately in the age of Trump, in the past couple years in particular, I've had friends that have been decades-long friends who have known my politics, by the way, for decades. They really haven't changed. But because I'm saying things that are more positive about the big bad orange man, I am persona non grata with some of these friends. And again, some of these people have been friends with since I was in high school, since I was 14 or 15 years old. You've had the same thing happen with the transgenderism, but also because you have conservative politics, right, Brooke?
Yes. I posted a photo of Donald Trump on my Instagram shortly before the election last year, and I had tens, if not hundreds of people that I was friends with in high school and that I knew just from daily life unfollow me.
Yeah.
And totally cut me out of their lives, which is such a strange place to be as a young person, because I'm not that old. I'm 23. I've been out of high school for 5 years now, but almost no one from my high school and my high school friend groups will talk to me because I have a conservative viewpoint and because I am a very bold professor of my Christian faith, and that's something that they hate so violently that they would rather me not be in their lives totally.
Does it bother you? Or have you moved on?
It bothers me only because I know that they still have not come to Christ, because they have not learned about the truth that is inherent to conservative values. So I am at peace with it. I know that my kingdom is not of this world, that I am God's creation and that I am made perfectly in his image. I just do still feel compelled to reach out to them and to show them that they do not have to mutilate themselves, that they do not have to consider themselves broken or mentally ill or put a weird label on their identity in order to be loved and accepted.
Well spoken, Brooke. Thank you for, you know, having the courage to write about this. I don't know how, you know, usually I might say, well, there's a lot of people that are in your same position. I do think there are a fair number of conservative younger people who you are in similar positions. But the whole cult aspect of this is just bizarre to some of us. And look, I've been tracking this for a long time, and I think there's a lot more positive happening than there ever has been. And the aforementioned Jamie Reed had a lot to do with that, because this is now being exposed. Look, her trans, you know, partner, husband, whatever you want to call it, is detransitioning. But those stories, of course, as you know, they don't get told in the Washington Post or the New York Times. You just see, you know, the other stuff that glorifies this and evil, you know, makes people like you and me, you know, the bigots and the transphobes and the evil people in this whole argument. So I think the tide has turned a little bit. I'm glad that you wrote about it. You're a great guest, and go Pack Go. How about if we close with that?
Go Pack Go.
All right. Thank you, Brooke. Take care. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.